transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning, my brothers and sisters, we hear an important emphasis on the word dead. I wrote a little bit about it in the bulletin. We hear the word dead several times in this morning's gospel. The gospel story begins with Christ on the cross, and we remember from Holy Thursday and Holy Friday, we saw Christ on the cross, and the story begins with the fact that Pilate could not believe that he was already dead. And the gospel makes it a point to say several times that Pilate didn't believe he was dead. He sent the centurion, "Go tell me if he was dead." The centurion comes back, he says, "Yes, he's dead." "Okay, so he's dead, so let's bury him." It was very important for the people to see him dead on the cross, to see him dead in the tomb. Because if he had not died, there was no way he was human. And if he was not human, then as our holy fathers tell us, we would not be saved, because we have been united with him. Whatever we are, Christ took on, with the exception of sin. And so because Christ died, and we saw him dead, and the people then came later on the Sunday morning, the myrrh-bearing women went, and they didn't see him in the tomb. But they were the ones who saw that he was in that tomb. They saw him. They buried him. There was no doubt that he was dead. And so when they heard the angel say, "Why are you looking for him? He's alive." Thaumasin, they were amazed. How could this be? We saw him with our own eyes. He was dead. How could it be that he's now alive? There's only one way. Because he's God. And because he's God, we can trust him. And we can trust his promise. This is why it was so important for the whole world to see him dead on the cross. The Holy Fathers tell us, and St. Athanasius leads the way, he chose the most public death on the most important day, in the most important city, in front of everyone in the city to die on the cross. We remember during Holy Week we heard the words, "That day was a holy day." The whole world saw Jesus Christ dead on the cross and buried in the tomb. There was no doubt. And that's why when they saw him back alive, eating with his disciples, walking with the believers, they were able to realize, this man is God. There's something special here. There's something that we can believe, that we can put our faith into. Because if he's God, then we can trust his promise to us. And what did God promise? That if we believe in him, that if we believe that he died and was buried and rose again, we will live forever with him in heaven. But if there had been any doubt, we wouldn't know for sure who he was. There had to be an absolute confirmation of his death in order for us to recognize his resurrection. That's why, as I wrote in the bulletin today, There are some people in the world who refuse to believe in the resurrection of Christ. And the only way they can rationalize in their own mind, and the only way that they can argue, is that they say, "He never really died." Easy for them to say, they weren't there. But we were there. The church was there. The myrrh-bearing women were there. The apostles were there. St. John the Evangelist was there. Everyone saw him. And so we can believe today. That's a great power faith is. But we can never forget that God, who has that power, always gives to us whatever we need in order to believe. Last week we mentioned that he gave Thomas the ability to see him with his own eyes because Thomas needed that. And remember what he said last week, "Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." He gives us this church. He gives us this wonderful ancient tradition of our church so that every year during Holy Week we can remember the truth that Jesus Christ came, he was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose from the dead. Because our God came to save us. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Now let's take that deep faith. Let's take that confirmation that we have and let's bring it to all the people. And just as the angels sent the myrrh-bearing women to tell the good news, God is sending us, you and me, my brothers and sisters, to go send the good news that Jesus Christ is God and that he died for us and he was raised from the dead so that we can live forever with him. Christos Anesti.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.